Call the regular monthly board meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. John?
I got a question. Maybe Missy can help me with it. The village, we spoke about the garbage cans. Are they going to be getting bigger ones?
We only have what they bring us. I'm not really sure what size they brought you. Jay said he bought you the size that we had out back, which is what they deliver us.
Well, there's not much difference in height.
Compared to what you had before. But he said yours were different than everybody else's. I don't really know.
My question is, why does the village get involved with switching garbage cans out when they're damaged? Why don't the company do it?
Well, they could, but they stockpile them here, so it's easier for us to be responsive for that.
Are they going to pick up the old ones, or do we bring them up here?
Well, we can pick them up. We should pick them up and bring them back. And then they should, we can give them back to them, I would think.
You didn't pick up your old one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have them pick them up.
But I'm just saying is, you pay for, say, a 30 gallon, why not get a 30 gallon?
Right. You should have the same size as what everybody else has.
We don't.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take a look at that.
I didn't know if you know what was going on, or...
I don't. I know there's two different sizes, because I know some of the folks that live alone wanted smaller ones. They didn't want bigger ones.
Right.
But I don't know if that's a situation with you, but we'll have to take a look at it.
It don't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but I just want to know if you pay for something, you ought to get it.
Well, the size of the can is, you know, a limitation on how much waste can be put in. And that's the purpose of it. We pay, as you probably already know, we pay by tonnage. So if the can's full, you know, it costs more to get rid of than if the can's half full. So as long as, you know, you have enough space in your can for your tenants or whatever to get rid of their stuff, it should be all right.
But the thing happens when people move. This is when you...
Yep. Then they dump everything in.
And then you get your picture taken.
So, but we'll, I don't know if there's anybody taking pictures anymore.
I got a record in there.
We'll make sure that you got the right cans.
Okay, so he brought you two pails, but they're not the right size, and he did not take your broken ones?
I can see the old people wanting smaller cans. I can see that 100%, you know. But, like I say, when the tenants move out, they put everything in there, you know.
Right. We'll make sure that you get as big a can as you're entitled to. That's all I can say.
And one other thing is, are they going to pave this year?
They're not going to finish pave this year.
Okay.
We're not. The cold weather set in, and the final, they're going to put in, on Walden Street, they're going to put in binder. But they're not going to do the finish paving until spring.
I see they did alleyway.
Yeah, that's just binder up there, too. Yeah, had to protect the crusher, or, you know, the base. Had to protect the base, put something over it.
And now there is a weight limit in the village for trucking, right? We went through this.
5 tons.
5 tons.
On every road except for the state road.
Are they going to have signs up to protect the roads once they get the roads done?
Well, we could sign them.
I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean...
We'll put that on our list of things to do.
To look at, you look at it, I mean, if a person don't know, they don't know.
Can't enforce anything if it's not posted.
Right.
Anyway. Absolutely. Okay. Anyone else? Dave?
I want to thank the board for filling in the sidewalks in front of the old American Legion. Definitely makes a big difference for pedestrians walking by. Also like to ask if you guys could just, please monitor it, and if it starts getting bad again, maybe have Jay periodically repairs needed. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate that as needed. And just keep me informed as to when you're going to be doing the sidewalks, because I really do want to, get that addressed. And And if you're not gonna, you know, I think you're gonna do them still, but if not, you know, I would consider paving, so. Another thing too, I recently purchased 13 Albany Ave, which is the Grand Hotel. And again, as I, when I was a board member, I'm all about, you know, trying to benefit this community and rehabilitation and, you know, trying to, you know, make things better and get a better business community. So I am willing and wanting to invest in Nassau and renovating the building. Right now it is pretty much in major disrepair inside. There's absolutely no plumbing at all. There's no fixtures, there's no sink, there's no toilets, there's no water at all accessible. So I would like to ask the board to initiate a resolution to freeze the water billing at that property until I have plumbing hooked up and actually have water consumption taking place. And that way I can take the time and utilize that, those funds, to renovate the building and make it a better place for Nassau. And I would also like to be taken off the garbage pickup, as I will be getting a dumpster for that property.
And that's the Allison Artie's place?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I and you know, I had Kevin Hitchcock come out to investigate, so you guys know I actually have village proof that there's absolutely no fixtures, no plumbing in there at all.
Okay, do you have a building permit yet for what you're going to do there?
No, I don't. But so, that's part of the process too. I will be getting a building permit. And I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I want to renovate. You know, that's the first thing. So it'll probably be an open permit to renovate, get the plumbing done, and whatever else is necessary just to get it so it's operable. And then from there, decide, you know, how I can benefit the community with that property.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, you were on the board for 4 years. You know how the water system works here. We're not metered. We bill by property type is the way that things are done. And in the past, we have allowed for a waiver of billing, a portion of it, while construction goes on. So in most of those cases, we ask that, you know, that you have a building permit in place.
Okay, I will apply for one this week.
You know. And we'll only do it, we've only do it for a year. You get 1 year, that's it.
I like that.
After that, it goes back to whatever it was, if you're done or not.
Fair enough. When I was the assessor, I was the same way, you know, a 1 year, if you're gonna renovate, so. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, if your property, of course, is done quicker, then obviously.
Right.
But, so.
It's not no water, it's a percentage.
Well, there's absolutely no,
Right, but billing.
There's a, if you read the code book, there's a billing for 20%, regardless of whether you're hooked up or not.
Okay, so. Can the board put out a resolution to alleviate that as well? Like I said,
now that's part of the broader regs. So, but I mean, a good portion of it is going to be.
Okay, well, you know, right now there's actually, it's set up for two units, but only one unit actually has water at all. The old liquor store, there's not even a sink, there's no toilet, there's no plumbing in there at all. So, I, you know, if I'm gonna be billed at 20%, if you could please just bill it for one unit, because
it's— Well, it's whatever the status is what it is. When you renovate and change the status, then we'll change it on the books and we'll adjust it accordingly. I don't know I don't even know what the charges are right now, so.
It's a two unit.
Yeah, it's a two unit, but one unit, like I said, it has no water. It's not even a sink. There's no plumbing. There's nothing. There's no toilet. There's no, absolutely no water in that unit at all. So, you know, I would ask the board. And again, I know you guys can do a resolution to freeze the additional 20% and also turn it down to one unit. You know, I know the board can do that.
Well, I'd like to see. Well, why don't you get your building permit?
Okay.
And then let us research that, and we can talk about it in between the meetings or whatever.
Okay.
And maybe we can come to an agreement, and then we'll bring it back to the board and let them vote on it.
Okay. For right now, though, you're going to reduce it to the 20%.
We're not doing anything until you get a building.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, the next bill.
And when it's only gonna be perspective too, it's that we're not going back and didn't take anything back. So it's perspective.
What do you mean?
Going forward. So the next two billing cycles will be waived or down to the minimum amount while you do your renovations.
Okay, yeah.
So that's a year.
Okay, so this billing cycle that's happening now, it's just starting as far as the water goes, right?
Right, October just went out, yeah.
Yep, October's passed.
But there's no plumbing there still, so I don't think that that's fair at all, that I should be paying for some service that's not there at all. There's no plumbing. I mean, I'm not gonna be using any water. You know, you're getting billed for something that you should be using. So I don't see how I should be charged for something that I'm not using at all. When my whole intention is to help, renovate and beautify this village and enhance.
And we'll give you a year. So you have until, you will not get any additional water billings, above the minimum for next April and next October. So that'll give you up to, that gives you until the following October to get it done.
Okay, no, I understand that, yeah. But, I guess there's an existing bill that you're saying I have to pay, and I really don't think that's fair that I should have to pay an existing bill. Before I closed on the property, I made it, very clear that we took care of the village and paid all the taxes and paid all the back bills, and that wouldn't have gotten done if it weren't for me. So, I really feel that I, want to start off on the right foot here and put my money into renovating the building as opposed to spending money on services that I'm not receiving.
And Dave, Gunther did take care of the back bill of his portion, but there was still a part that you owed as being the owner from that day forward. And that's why I'm gonna have a resolution on tonight that I'm gonna be refunding you back his portion of the water, because I can't take a partial bill. He can pay his part, but you didn't pay yours, so now I will be giving you back his portion of the water. And that bill's still gonna be open. You see what I'm saying? Because I can't take a partial billing.
So what I'm asking the board to initiate a resolution. If I do what you say and get the billing permit, initiate a resolution to freeze water billing from today until for a year while I'm doing the renovations.
Well, wouldn't it be from the day that you get
your billing that's permit? Fair enough. Yes, the billing
I'm
permit.
Sorry, but you
yes,
know
no,
me.
I agree. Yep, okay. You're right. From the time I get the billing
I'm just
permit.
All right, well,
let's get the building permit and get that squared away.
Okay.
And then we'll figure out. Sounds we'll talk good. In the meantime, but... normally everything that we've always done, and over the last 4 years there's been two or three instances of people in the same boat as you, and we've always been going perspective, going forward. We'll take it off the roll, and the next time it comes around you will not be billed for it. But we'll talk.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And what about the garbage? Because I don't think that area can have a dumpster, so it's up to you.
No, I can put it in the back.
It's not, it's only a two unit, and there's a village rule about how many units you have to have.
But
dumpster.
It's a business,
it's
though.
It's a general
no,
business.
No, that's not
district.
True, because you have the village pizza yeah. has a dumpster, they only have two units. So
you're saying it's okay to remove them two garbages for next billing?
Yeah, you can
okay.
do that.
Well, that's what I need to know.
Thank you very much.
As long as there's a business, yeah, because their business.
Yep.
On the commercial. First floor has got to be a business.
Yeah, I know. And I would prefer to even get something going on the upstairs for the residents as well.
Mm-hmm.
It may end up being, an apartment, but I would like to have other businesses up there if I could do it. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm all about helping this community. I really am, And another thing, too, I'll put out there is I am, would put my name in the hat as far as... the committee chairperson for the beautification committee. I'm starting a social club over at the building next door to Cumberland Farm, so I'll have a committee of people to help me with that as well, if you guys decide you'd like some help on that end.
All right, thanks very much, appreciate it.
No.
All right, anybody else?
June 2020 bill, correct?
I'll go over it with you. But nothing just yet, because he's going to get a building permit. All right, approve the minutes of the October 2019 board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Terry. Questions, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report, October.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence.
No.
Highway Department report.
Let's see. Highway Department for October 2019. The boys worked with H&L Fuels on the heating project. They continued throughout the period working with HMA contracting on the street projects, completed the CHIPS paperwork. And they continue to fill some of the holes that are throughout the village. They actually mowed some grass in October. Continued to pick up the leaves, completed the village cleanup. And that was pretty much it.
Okay. All right, Water Department. They ran the routine samples, everything came out well. Worked with HMA on various aspects of the water project on Malden Street.
Bless you.
Worked with Avanti Controls, various aspects of the pump house project. That should be just about complete also. Located water lines for Malden Street and Chatham Street. Turned the water off at 15 Westbrook Drive and turned the water back on at 15 Westbrook Drive. Police report.
Chief Colano filed a written report that you should have in front of you. During the month, there were 46 incidents logged, 40 traffic tickets issued. There was one automobile accident. 20 of the tickets were issued for speeding. One was exceeding 25 miles over the speed limit. Average ticket was for 16 miles over the speed limit. There are also 7 tickets written for failing to stop at a stop sign or a red light. Several tickets for unregistered and or uninspected vehicles. One ticket for unlicensed operation of a vehicle, and one for operating a motor vehicle with a cell phone without the hands-free device. There are also an assortment of other incidents throughout the month, including several instances of assisting other agencies, 3 for police agencies, 2 fires, 4 EMS calls, as well as a number of cases of assisting citizens, responding to reports of reckless driving, vandalism, several property checks, some mental health incidents, several domestic issues. And suspicious vehicles. The details of all of those incidents are in the written report. Unit 602, the 2016 Ford Interceptor, has 34,100 miles on it. 603, the 2011 Ford Crown Victoria, has just over 56,000, almost 57,000 miles on it. They both vehicles got some winterizing in the past month. As part of recertification requirements, K9 Jax successfully completed and recertified in several skills, including article searches, tracking, and drug detection. Officer Mulrooney successfully completed the 40-hour advanced roadside impairment driving enforcement course. The police are working with other surrounding police agencies and the East Greenbush School District to collaborate on critical incident lockdown protocols, and they'll be working with DPS as bringing them up to speed on those protocols. The department also continued to conduct its security patrols on Saturday and Sunday around the places of worship around the village. Following several of the items that were brought up at the last board meeting, the officers devoted between 30 and 35 hours of enforcement, speed enforcement on Elm Street. There weren't any observed infractions, so there were no speeding tickets issued. There were a couple of, several incidents towards the end of the month over the course of 2 days, which sort of illustrate the gamut of experiences that the department has on a daily basis. So on October 30th, Troop 1566 of the Nassau Girl Scouts visited the department. It was part of the troop's work on their pedal for respecting authority. The scouts met with Officer Bunny and Canine Jacks, and they got a demonstration of tracking. They also toured the station, met some of the other officers, and got some cool materials. The scouts also told some, as I understand it, cool jokes. Dan?
Good knock-knock jokes.
Good knock-knock jokes. And got a head start on their trick-or-treating, so I assume there was some candy eating there. So that's the good things that happened, right? Unfortunately, on the 30th, some 3 hours later, Nassau police were dispatched to a village residence for a reported heroin overdose. And upon arrival, officers Mulroney and Fuchs found an unresponsive female in bed. The officers administered one dose, being the first ones there. They administered one dose of nasal Narcan, and then the ambulance service arrived on scene and took over patient care. They administered two additional doses of Narcan, after which the patient was responsive and was transported to the hospital. On the next day, Halloween, as part of the yearly tradition, the officers association purchased some candy and set up at the corner of Elm Street and Albany Ave, passing out candy and participating, allowing for some, you know, other kinds of interactions than we typically think of with police officers. They got to walk in the on patrol. They were seen over on by the library, and the president of the Board of Trustees was surprised to see the officers. He thought they were kids dressed up as officers. In any case, they were out there. They gave out 600 pieces of candy and 150 junior police stickers. November is the officers are participating in a, I think this is a pretty popular sort of event. It's No Shave November, where the officers are all allowed to go outside of typical policy of appearance and to grow facial hair. And the money that they save, as well as any money that they donate, will be given for cancer research, cancers of all sorts. So we applaud their efforts, and we support them heartily. The last thing I just want to mention, I just want to take a moment to remember Officer Yazzo, who passed late last month. As you remember, Officer Yazzo, along with his handler, Officer Bunny, became the first canine unit in service when the village reestablished the canine in July of 2013. Yazzo and Bunny worked for several years before Yazzo's retirement in December of 2016. And Yazzo lived the remainder of his life peacefully with Officer Bunny and his family at their home in the town of Nassau. And while Yazzo and Bunny served with distinction on each and every shift they worked together, I think it's on the evening of June 9th, 2016, in the woods in the town of Grafton, where they tracked and located a distraught individual who had taken a handful of pills and tried to lose himself in the woods in order to end his life. They found him, and as a result of their actions, they saved his life, and they earned themselves the life-saving award and commendation from the village. They were a wonderful team, and Officer Yazzo will certainly be remembered for a long time to come.
Good. Dave, anything?
No, nothing about it.
Okay, Guy?
Sure, we got a couple quick things.
Yep.
As the board members saw, we did receive, I mentioned this at the last meeting, we received draft plan from the Rensselaer County Hazard Mitigation Plan update effort. And we collected, we made comments, and I collected those and sent them off to the county. We did that at the end of the month, and hopefully they'll have a next draft for us to see that our comments, although there were only a few, were incorporated. And no surprise, they found some additional paperwork for us to complete. And it has to do with the justification. They need to justify their some of the grant money and the in-kind effort that board members as well as others in the community provided. So I have to sort of tally that up for them. Just to reflect a little bit on Halloween, while the forecasts for that night were dire with the rain, the village was spared, and we had a much better night than expected. It was still a little wet, but it was very warm, warm enough that I was out on my front stoop with Judy for the whole night in short sleeves. So it was great. And the crowds were out to trick-or-treat en masse. As usual on Elm Street, that's for sure, it seemed to be busy. And as I reported earlier, we were welcome to see the police walking around and interacting with folks participating in the festivities. There were really some great costumes out there. A lot of ones I didn't recognize, but maybe I'm just getting old. And it did look like everyone's bags were brimming with all sorts of goodies. And from the perspective of someone who was giving out those goodies, I certainly had a lot of fun. Halloween really is a fun night in the village. So glad we could do that again, and glad the weather held up. The other thing I just wanted to mention, because I think we have some time to deal with this, Chief Kalana received a vandalism report about some cosmetic scuffs and maybe some marks on the concrete pad, as well as the posts over on the new pavilion. Apparently kids are riding scooters, bikes, and skateboards and things. And at Oktoberfest, I noticed this too, and told the kids that that really wasn't what we wanted that pavilion for. So I think if we're going to, you know, this seems like it's going to continue, then we might want to put some signs up to indicate that those kinds of things aren't approved for the pavilion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's brand new and we don't want it to get wrecked, you know, so quickly. So in any case, I think we have some time to do that, but I think the first step really is to put up some signs and then we'll go from there. So.
Probably calm down a little bit now that it's cold.
Yeah, now that, so we have probably a few months.
All right. Charlie?
I don't have anything right now.
Terry?
Nothing.
Okay, so been working with the contractors on Malden Street. So the weather turned cold on us. That the job completion date was supposed to be by November 15th was the original completion date on the job. I think we probably would have made it except for the water line at the tie-in, because the state got involved in that and wanted a lot of paperwork and engineering work on the tie-in, so we've been set back on that. I think it's going to happen probably next week. But the weather closed in, and we need to have at least 40 degree weather and rising temperatures to pave, with the weather this week being in the 30s and the 20s. We decided that we would shut the job down and to do the final paving in the spring. Any of the the saw cuts and on Walden Street. We're going to be putting in binder to get us through the winter so we can do the plowing and keep things in order. And in the springtime, we're going to come in and do the milling on Malden Street, Elm Street, Lake Avenue, and then we'll do the finish paving on those. So we'll take care of that in the spring. Clerk.
I just wanted to remind everyone of the tree lighting on December 1st at 5 o'clock. Cookies and cocoa and a bonfire. And I want to wish everybody a nice Thanksgiving.
Buildings and codes.
So during the past month, we had 3 building permits issued. 2 final inspections were conducted. 1 framing inspection was conducted. And the topics were additions, a shed, and a furnace, something to do with a furnace. Code enforcement reviewed and discussed with residents, miscellaneous debris in a yard, trash in a yard, unregistered vehicles, I'll come back to that, commercial business in a residential zone, and a quite severe issue. I would like to publicly commend Craig, our code enforcement officer. He received a call from a tenant about an issue at his building where he rents concerning wiring and something to do with the stovepipe. Craig went there and he's still new, he's still learning things. We took very decisive action, shut the whole thing down, had the landlord contacted, and that set a series of things in motion that prevented what could have been a very serious situation from getting even worse. The stovepipe was not connected, and there was also something to do with wiring. So I think for the still somewhat new guy learning the ropes, I was proud of him. There were inspections and follow-ups on Elm Street, Maple, Westbrook, Albany Ave, John Street, and Park Ave. We've been dealing a lot with issues about unregistered vehicles, and that's why there are, you may have noticed, there were handouts with the agendas tonight. There seems to be a lot of confusion about it, misunderstanding, and outright miscommunication that I've heard in a few places. So I'm hoping that I can get the word out a little bit more. What is in the handout is just the local code in this regard. Unregistered vehicles which are past 30 days expiration will be cited. The exemptions are, and they're limited, 1 vehicle owned by a person in active military duty if covered with a fitted car cover, and a maximum of 2 vehicles if in operating condition and covered with a fitted car cover. Violators may be subject to fines of $250 to $350 for the first offense. So I hope this helps to clarify, and if you have any questions, certainly you can always contact the code enforcement officer. Just call the office.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Does that give a guy a 30-day notice to sell his car? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. 30 days.
That's fair.
You can have an unregistered vehicle for 30 days. If you're selling your car, you can have it out with a for sale sign on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after that, though, it's got to be covered. It's got to fit the parameters of the law.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. Animal control.
Nothing at the
nothing there. Village beautification, historic preservation. I think there's a report in the packet. Bicentennial, I don't think there's anything on that. Youth committee.
Well, once again, Melissa and I are going to be collecting toys for the Nassau Resource Center. We're working together. I'll kind of be responsible for the toy collections at the library and Missy at the Village Hall. And at the tree lighting ceremony, December 1st, we'll also have the collection point there. So within the next couple of days, I'm going to be putting posters up and all. I did contact Michael Needham, who's chair of the town youth committee, and I explained to him that, you know, Fred McCagg used to do toy collections. If he's interested, talk to Fred and see what he can do as far as the town. Now, on Sunday, December 1st, as Melissa said, Santa Claus is coming to town. At the fire department, Santa's going to be there from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And at that same time, from 3:30 to 4:30, the youth committee will once again be doing Christmas ornaments with the children. We have a whole bunch of new ornaments this year, and we're really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, the tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. And I did find out from Kurt, you know, that there will be some musical entertainment for us, so we're kind of happy to have that. And that's about it for now.
Judy, I have a question for you. The toys, do they have to be brand new, or?
Yeah, the toys, okay. Brand new, unwrapped.
Unwrapped. Okay.
Unwrapped.
Yep.
Okay. Because the parents, Missy, you want to explain how that works?
Well, the Resource Center has a shopping day, and we do it at our church, the Nassau Reformed Church. We take all the toys, we sort them out by age group, and then there's people that sign up to come in, and what they do is they get a few extras for their kids to go underneath the tree.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a whole Christmas, but 3-4 things, and they're categorized. So yeah, we don't want them wrapped because we need to be able to,
now,
the parents shop for them.
Okay. Now, not Christmas-wise, would be beneficial for used toys to come in, if, you know, at any time?
Not for this program, but you can bring used toys to the Nassau Resource Center whenever.
Okay, anytime, okay.
Whenever they have space, yeah.
Okay.
They get filled up, but, you know, there's different times they don't collect because we're pretty full, but
okay.
Most of the time you can bring stuff there.
Thanks.
DBA? Nothing there. Planning board? Nothing going on with them? Nothing? Okay, so no old business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
New business, sexual harassment policy. You all have a copy of that in your in your packet. So this is the safe harbor off the New York State website, correct?
Correct, and this is the state policy that the village can adopt as opposed to having their own. I changed it to all village wording, and that's what I recommend.
Okay, entertain a motion to accept the sexual harassment policy as a village policy.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Terry. Questions, concerns? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Sidewalks and snow.
This was my item. We're getting into the time of year when we will have an issue with sidewalks again, and people perhaps struggling to clear them in some cases. So I had reached out to Guy to ask about communications. Previously, we had had a list, and I don't know how successful it was or if we kept it up to date, but we'd had a list in the clerk's office of, I think, kids, maybe a couple of kids that were willing to shovel for payment. And I was hoping, you know, we could kind of revive that or talk a little bit amongst ourselves here. Did it get used? Is it still valid? Should we reach out to try to get more? And Guy also brought up a possible issue of volunteering. So it's sort of a broad category. We'd rather not cite people, and we'd rather not have people fall. And we have a fairly sizable elderly population who probably do struggle to deal with the snow after a storm.
So, Missy, what was our experience last year with that?
We had a few boys on the list. I didn't receive maybe one or two calls, but that was about it.
I'd like to have Craig tell people, or even if he had a list, however you want to work it.
Well, I'd be glad to keep any names in the office. I don't have any on a current list now. Okay. I mean, the boys that were from last year, they'd have to come see me again. I mean, I can't. I'm just going to keep people on a list, but it was like three kids.
Can we?
I think the Boy Scouts are always willing to help too, but it's not like I have their names.
Okay.
Right. So the village policy is after the 24-hour period, we send a letter to the residents, tell them they have to take care of that, and then I guess they get another 24 hours after delivery to get it done.
After they received the letter, yeah.
I think we talked about it before. Yeah. It's just sort of a bureaucrat, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a bureaucrat nightmare. Yeah, the week
somebody
before.
Tells you he didn't do it, which is the next day. Then you send out the letter, which is day two. Then they got two
the
more.
The process
is slow. You know, by then the sun's shining and, you know, I don't know.
But nonetheless, we receive complaints on occasion.
But I did put out reminders as soon as we had the snow the other day, which, you know, they're on the bulletin board, just to remind you to clean your sidewalks and stuff, but...
there's not that many though, just the people that don't rehab in these houses that don't show up.
Right. Well, we'll see what kind of a problem it is this year. I know, I mean, the recent thing we had, there was a lot of people who were letting it melt.
Well,
wasn't much, but
I was
turned ice though.
Could we maybe send out, we have the email list that Melissa uses for residents.
Yeah. I mean, she gets on our reminders.
Solicit, reminders are good too, but solicit interest if there are kids or even adults that would like to get on a list, that'd be willing to work for payment or volunteer. Is that all right to do?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Is there a pay scale with that where it's...
I'd rather not get
a rate.
Well, we'll let the
resident.
No, we'll let the resident and the kid work that deal out. You know, we'll tell them there's, you know, there's somebody that needs, that wants help and reaches out to us.
We'll connect.
We can give them the names. You know, they can call and make their own deal. We're not getting into brokering. All right. Let's see here. So I had a conversation with Mike this week. As you know, Roxanne left in June, and Rena came on board, Rena Peter came on board, and Mike, Judge Conway, feels she needs some additional training. He's wants to bring Debbie Coppola on board for some additional training. We had a little bit of overlap with Roxanne. Roxanne was limited as to what she could do because she was moving into a new job. And Debbie has agreed to help out. So we paid Roxanne $20 an hour to help out. Debbie's willing to work for the same $20 an hour. I want to make a motion that we put Debbie Coppola on the payroll at $20 per hour, and then we're going to just put a cap on it for $1,500 for training for the court clerk.
A second.
So I made the motion, second by Charlie. Questions?
Yeah, what's your last name?
Coppola.
What's considered the $1,500 hour wise? I mean, is this
it's
going to be spread out over?
She thinks it's going to be like 5 hours a week, and they said for a few months. So 5 hours a week would be $100. 4 weeks would be $400.
Okay.
3 months would be $1,200. So I just say $1,500, you know.
Okay.
In case it goes a little more, but.
Yeah, she really knows, Debbie really knows her stuff. She's been at Steventown.
Yeah.
Was at Steventown for many years. She's subbed at East Greenwood. She's done the service. She really knows what she looks like.
So, but I think it's important we get Rena on the right foot. I know they got to go back and square up some stuff, and then going forward, get things correct.
Okay.
so.
So is she coming on as a sub, or she's like a W-9 type employee, or
no, she's going to come on as an employee.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I need to get an employee packet for her.
Yeah.
I can't, she be a subcontractor.
That's easier. I mean, I didn't really talk to her about it. Mike did. So all I know is what he's asked for. So I'm putting that for her. If she wants to come on as a contractor, then at $20 an hour, then that's fine too. But we'll let her figure it out.
Well, then she'd be responsible for her own taxes. Correct. And stuff.
So understood.
I just have to let Wendy know which way it's going to be.
Yep.
And that's effective when?
Effective tonight, whatever. It's hourly. She's gonna do a timesheet. She'll let us know when she works, and we'll pay her accordingly.
Immediately.
All right. So, open the floor for public comment.
Before we do that, we have to vote on that.
Oh, yeah. All in favor of, you got a motion and a second. Answered questions. Any other questions?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thanks, Guy. I appreciate that. Okay. Oh, now, open the floor, public comment. John.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this before last year. Is there any way that they can keep them out of the street? The homeowner always puts their snow when it, you know, goes in the road, but it gets built up, gets hard. To have them scoop that off and put it up behind here when the cars ain't there. I mean, because actually right now it's fairly a two-lane highway with everybody parking on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And for the extra hour it takes them to run up there with that backhoe and put the snow up here, or they put it back in the truck and dump it at Bristol's or wherever they put it out back here, keep it up so they get, you know, there's room for three lanes, one for parking, one for going each way. Because it does turn into a one-way highway halfway through the winter. I mean, they can look at it anyway. If they have time, they can clean it.
I'm confused. I thought we weren't supposed to put snow in the street.
They what?
I thought we weren't supposed to put snow in the street.
It comes from the sky. The snow builds up. They can't plow it because the cars are there.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not really supposed to park there when there's a snowstorm. There's a sign there for that.
Whatever they do, anyway. Yeah. Whenever there's a mess there, and there's an opportunity to clean it up, that they do clean it up.
Yeah. Will do.
I mean, it makes it.
I agree.
A little safer.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else? Okay. Resolutions. Transfer $50,000 from the Buildings Capital Fund 230.05.00010 to the Buildings Contractual Fund 1620.4.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. We already did that. Let's see. Refund 352 for property 211.12-6-4 paid April 2019, levy portion of the October 2019 water bill accepted in error.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Terry. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Bills number 191 through 234 in the amount of $22,932.25 in the general fund and $14,742.07 in the water fund and $2,352.30 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Prior to adjournment, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and look forward to seeing everybody at the Christmas festivities the following week. And hopefully we won't get a lot of snow yet. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Terry. We are adjourned.